can start by just first just introduce your name into the microphone.
Okay. Hey, my name is Samer. I'm from Syria. I came to the US last July. Yeah. Is that good? Or?
Yeah, that's good. Perfect.
Hi, my name is Edna. I'm from Connecticut, and I moved to New Haven this June.
So, what's one country other than the USA that your ancestors are from?
My ancestors are from Syria. I am from Syria.
Cool.
Yeah. I was adopted from Russia when I was 1.5. So, as far as I know, I'm Russian, and one of my half-brothers also has ancestors from Armenia, but that was from his father, who is, but we have the same mother.
Cool. So, what brought you to Connecticut?
Well, it's by chance, actually. I won the green card lottery, and I need someone to come to, and my friend who worked for Yale, he lives here, so I came to him.
I moved to New Haven this June. I'm looking for work and also to possibly go back to school here.
What's a tradition that has been passed down in your family? What's something that your family has always celebrated, or something special that you do every year?
I don't know. It's not like my family, it's my community. Christmas and Easter, usually, yeah. That's the most.
Each year, I was raised mainly Jewish, but my mom grew up Catholic, so we do celebrate Christmas. And each Christmas, my mom puts on this song by John Lennon. Mm-hmm. It's the one that goes, "So this is Christmas."
Yeah, yeah.
So we listen to that when we're together for the holidays.
Great. So what personal experiences informed how you think about immigration? And maybe how your friends or your family immigrated to the U.S.?
Well, for me, I didn't think about leave my country before, mm-hmm. but because of the war there, I had to.
Mm-hmm.
And I got lucky, and I won the green card lottery, so I'm here. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was lucky more. Some people, like, they stay in refugees camp or whatever around Syria,
mm-hmm.
but I was lucky, so
yeah.
Thank God.
So, yeah, what personal experiences inform how you think about immigration?
For me, being someone who was adopted from Russia, I think that's an important issue, and I think that we should help build each other up, and when there are opportunities for a better life, help support each other to get to those opportunities as a community.
Almost done, guys. So, what makes a good neighbor? What makes a bad neighbor?
For me, I don't know. The one who doesn't interfere in his neighbors. Maybe, I don't know. That would make a good neighbor, mostly. But I don't know.
So, what makes a good neighbor? What makes a bad neighbor?
To me, I also agree the general non-interfering, quiet neighbor is perfectly fine for me. A good neighbor might be somebody who you get to know over time and who maybe you do dinners with sometimes and things like that. And a bad neighbor would be somebody who was disruptive or maybe really messy or who just had no consideration for anyone else's personal space.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so last question, guys. Where's a place in Connecticut that you recently had a conversation with a stranger?
I think in the library.
In the library?
Mostly, yes. I don't know, because after I came here, I after like 1 month, I started to work, so... I don't know. if the workers are strangers. No, they are they are co-workers.
Well, yeah, I mean, new people.
Everything is new for me.
Yeah.
So everywhere.
Yeah, okay. So where's a place in Connecticut you recently had a conversation with a stranger?
I volunteer at a doggy daycare, and so most of the time I'm there kind of on my own, but occasionally I'll get to talk to the employees and we'll sometimes do small talk, so it's been nice to kind of be able to do my own thing, but also get to know them as I've been helping out there.
Great.